lead to a smoother transition.
Yeah, that we've had that part of that discussion too, you know. And so, but like I say, last time we had detail on the table was a year ago, so we have to update all the information, see what's new and what's changed since then.
Okay, thank you. Is there any other discussion on FSRN? Okay, the next item. Now, Kalani, this is your list now. The election supervisor, do we, in terms of moving that forward is there an exposure there, or what is for that? Instead of hiring, I think, on May 1st, we were looking at hiring soon.
Soon, yeah. We usually hire August 1st. Now we're looking at May, somewhere around there. I'll come back in June. and I may be able to offset it and absorb it. At least I've got a couple of ideas about how we could save enough money to do it.
My privilege. I'm going to have to step off the call. I'll try and come back later on. Thanks.
Laverne, this is Casey. I have a question also.
Yeah. Hello?
Hi, it's Casey.
Oh, yeah, Casey.
I guess my question is more for Laverne. I'm trying to figure out process here. We're going through this list, and the discussion is interesting, but I don't quite understand. Aren't we talking about proposed budget modifications? And we don't have any modifications in front of us right now for this upcoming meeting, do we?
I don't have any.
Right, so why are we going through this whole list for hours at a time? Is anybody else here but me and you?
Oh, I'm here.
It sounds like it's only me and you.
Is that right?
Patty's here. Jane, I was thinking the same thing that you were, Casey, but I didn't know how to word it.
I mean, I thought that the agenda item was budget modifications or whatever we're calling it.
Budget adjustments.
Yeah, budget adjustments and review of those, but we don't have any in front of us. So why are we doing this?
Unless some of you folks... station
here. Right.
Okay, I'm sorry, I have to step away for a second. Okay, so we're going through June potentials versus what we would present at the PNB. So Lonnie doesn't have any. If you've sent the contracts or going along, we have some offsets, both positive and negative. And so does anyone have any budget adjustment? Well, we have the one that we can speak about. I think that was like online, but Lonnie looked at that for June in terms of legal adjustments. Does anyone have any adjustments from their stations?
Well, this is Sandra from Houston. I'm on the call, and I'm thinking the same thought as why are we discussing this if we don't have any budget adjustments? As far as I know, KPFT did not.
Mm-hmm.
KPFT.
My interruption.
No, go ahead, please.
KPFK does not have a formal budget adjustment. We should have, but we don't, because we don't. We weren't able to get through those financial statements and match them up between national and between local and come to any kind of conclusion that we felt comfortable recommending. So we're just, we've just decided at this point until we get to the next quarter that we're just going to have variances.
Okay.
But did I understand you to say that there is a budget adjustment that you know of? Because shouldn't the NFC have that and approve it before it goes to the PNB this week?
For me, I said there's a potential, and that would be the legal, which is what we discussed in executive session at the last meeting. But Lonnie or Greg would have a better feel for when that would actually take place. So I was thinking that... that perhaps it would be the upcoming quarter versus June. So maybe if Greg is on the call, maybe he can give us an update on that. Or Lonnie, are you?
Yeah. Well, Greg's not here. I can do that, I guess. We don't have to wait until next quarter, by the way. If we were to identify an important budget adjustment that needed to be made, and we could do it at our monthly finance committee, make the recommendation for, and the PNB conceivably could handle it, as part of a conference call. So if there is a need to make those adjustments and propose them, I suppose we could do it that way. On the legal, right now, there is no new information. Proposals have been made, and at this point, nothing has been agreed to.
This is Jane. I'd like to move to the agenda.
Please. Okay, so we're basically, so where we stand with this is that we're not aware of the union contracts. Like I said, they're positive and negative variances. It sounds like actually there should be a positive variance because of the savings in attorney's fees and also in some of the benefits. And the other items, we're just going through something that might happen at the next June, in the next meeting or the next quarter in terms of budget adjustments, so that's off. So the next item on the agenda would be in the potential legal. Like, we don't have a really good feel on that either. So we can just, so from this, so in terms of reporting to the PNB for the, if I could just add this in at this time, that we do not have any firm variances where we would request a budget adjustment at this time. Is that correct?
Well, we have variances, but I don't think there are any formal requests for budget adjustments.
Correct.
Okay, and the variances is that, and at K in particular, that there are potential questions in terms of understanding the financials at the local level versus what we have been the commitment or the or what has been published from the national office. So until those are explained, you cannot really comment on whether there's a potential.
I mean, I don't necessarily. I mean, if the National Finance Committee has to vote on a recommended budget adjustment in the future, I don't even feel comfortable discussing it until we have something in paper in front of us.
Right. Okay. All right. The next item on the agenda. I think we went ahead and just did just quickly. Lonnie was going to go over the motions that were submitted at the January 06 PNB meeting, and we said, and I think you've already spoken to the Spanish language budget, so we've already taken care of that item. The GM expense reimbursement. Can you just tell us quickly? I believe the last update. Oh, I'm sorry, Lonnie. Could you go ahead? Oh, go ahead, Jane.
Did you say something about the budget calendar?
We put it on 5. We were just going to go quickly over 4. Lonnie was going to spend at the most 5 minutes.
Okay.
If you could go ahead, Lonnie.
I'll go over the GM reimbursement procedures.
Okay.
As you recall, the board did approve, and this committee recommended that GM expenses, where they were the person being reimbursed, be approved by the executive director before payment, and if the executive director is not available, by the CFO. And we did work out some procedures around that. Each one of the GMs and the business managers were given a reimbursement spreadsheet where they could document the reimbursements that were taking place. What has come to light, and I wanted to bring it to folks' attention because I have to act on it, is that the GM reimbursements for some stations were, it was clear, certainly it's true with the national office, that people were getting reimbursed because they were using their personal credit cards to pay network bills. And these are no small dollars. For example, the board meeting coming up is on my credit card, and that's about, you know, $20,000 or so. And 25 before it's over, and turns out that other GMs and other individuals at stations are also using their personal credit cards. So the reimbursement numbers are high for people, $20,000, $30,000 in some cases. And it's clear that we can't continue to ask people to put out thousands and thousands of dollars and then they turn around and have to be reimbursed from having paid for network events out of their personal credit. What happens is that your personal credit gets ruined. As far as my bank is concerned, I'm holding a party for 35 in L.A. next month, and I'm paying for it out of my credit card. They're wondering, well, what does he do for a living? So she has to have a party every quarter in various parts of the country. So I am bringing forth recommendation at this board meeting that we do look at the parameters around having a credit card for use by station personnel to pay station expenses and not continue to rely on individuals, general managers, business managers, CFO, even fund development people to extend to the network, in fact, loans through the use of their credit card to pay network bills. And what are the, what are these credit card uses? Well, it's to pay for premiums. It is to pay for board meetings. Because many of the hotels won't accept a check. They want credit cards. As we all know, when you travel, it's hard to, they won't accept your check. They want a credit card. And many hotels, certainly. And some other businesses as well. Pacifica's credit has not been the greatest because of our history. So some businesses want personal credit, someone there that will guarantee payment. Since our credit, we're repairing our credit, and that's good. But they generally like to see positive financials for at least 3 or 4 years before they consider you creditworthy and an organization to be creditworthy. So that's our situation. And I will, we did it before at, we did WBAI, but there's a bank resolution that banks require that state that the CFO, in this case me and one other officer, will sign off that the board has allowed and approves of our looking at credit cards with a cap, with a minimum, with controls. So at stations they really need a credit card so that they can pay station bills. It's alluded to in the ED's report, and I will certainly bring it up at the board meeting this time for another look, see what we can do to alleviate that situation.
Ms. Casey?
I'm sorry, Casey, please.
Okay. This is Jane, I'd also like to get on the stage.
Jane.
This is where I'm kind of confused. About a year ago, we brought several motions from the KPFK Finance Committee and LSB to this committee. One of those motions had to do with the approval of the use of credit cards because we knew that our station manager, for example, was using her personal credit card, just as Lonnie says, for a lot of money. We didn't feel that that was appropriate or fair to her. So at that time, this committee first said, well, we're going to postpone that because this is only a KPFK issue. And if you had a business manager, you wouldn't have that problem. Then we went for about 6 or 7 months, and when we brought these finally back up to the committee about 3 months ago or so, my understanding was we were told that this was all taken care of and credit cards were being secured. So I just want to understand now that, because, you know, we brought this up a year ago, and we were told that it was not a problem. So is it a fact now that no stations have credit cards, and the National Office does not have a credit card, but we are now in the process of trying to get those?
Well, a year ago it was brought up, and recommendation went forward to try to get a secure line of credit.
Uh-huh.
And that was soundly rejected.
Yeah, line of credit, but not credit cards, and that we were kind of cut off. And so the reason I'm asking is that when I read the ED report that's going to the PNB, what it says is that it is the a related issue is the decision not to permit stations or the National Office to maintain corporate credit cards. So what decision? Who made the decision? I don't understand this. This is just like the opposite of what we were told and spent so much time trying to discuss.
I think he really meant to say line of credit. And the credit card for K, slightly different issue. You're right, it's been on the table for a while. But in the process of looking at the situation at K, the process of moving K's banking over to another bank, this case Bank of America, delayed the credit card issue because you were moving to a new bank.
right. Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, you're moving to a new bank, and now the process of trying to get the credit card with a new bank is what's afoot at this point.
Okay, because when I look at this report, the line of credit is in the paragraph above that says cash flow.
Yeah.
That it was the board's choice not to allow the organization to secure a line of credit.
Yeah.
So is there a misunderstanding on the part of the new ED that the board chose not to allow corporate credit cards?
Yeah, I think they were using line of credit and credit cards interchangeably, and that's unfortunate. They are different.
Dave, can I speak to that?
Yes, I'm sorry, I had to step away for a second. Yes, please.
It's not entirely clear that the board refused it. What happened is this committee turned down a motion to do it, so it never went before the board.
Oh, that's
so
true.
So technically speaking, happened, but I think the board probably holds some of the same reservations about, quote, lines of credit. But at some level, it's semantic. When you have a credit card, you do have a certain line of credit.
Yeah.
The difference is we're talking about credit in the tens of thousands as opposed to the tens of millions, which is what had been suggested before.
No, I didn't want tens of millions, but a lot of credit is actually cheaper in certain ways. But anyway, that is before. Thank you, Dave, for clarifying. It's true, we did discuss it here at Finance, and it did not. That motion for a line of credit did not pass. Let's separate the line of credit from the use of credit cards by stations to pay station-related bills. Again, I would bring it forth here to this group and saying it's really clear there's a need, and I would strongly recommend that we come up with some sort of policy that would allow stations with capped credit cards, that is to say there would be a cap on what that credit limit would be, just like you have on your personal credit cards. And those will be pre-approved and approved by the ED as pursuant to the policy we already have passed. They would apply to credit cards too around reimbursements, I think. And that people feel strongly that their credit's being ruined by use of their credit cards, and they would like to have a real alternative. I'm in that group, by the way. Specific as phone system was on my credit card, the board meetings on my credit card, my staff has used their credit cards to pay for. We're not talking small items. I would not necessarily be here if we're talking small items, but you're talking $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, not just once a year. In this case, these board meetings, as you know, come up quarterly. That's considerable use of a credit card.
I hope you're getting frequent flyer miles for it.
I don't think so. At this point, at least I haven't really checked, but I doubt it. So you know, we need a way to deal with this issue.
Okay, thank you, Lonnie. I think I heard someone else say. Did someone else say that?
Yeah,
had something
this is
to say?
Jane. I had
please
wanted to speak to this.
Please.
The item on our agenda is the draft that Lonnie said he would come up with for a implementation policy for the motion that our committee passed and I believe it was adopted by the PMB that all general manager expense reimbursements must first be submitted via expense reports with receipts attached for approval to the ED or CFO in the ED's absence before general manager expenses are reimbursed. And so what you've been explaining to us are reasons why it's been impossible for you to come up with a proposed implementation plan for that policy. So kind of in hindsight, it looks like maybe the policy it's not practical to implement. And actually, the step further, very logical conversation about the need for a line of credit or credit cards or whatever they're called, it's really intertwined with this.
Yeah. Intertwined because, see, the personal reimbursements are only happening because people don't have credit cards. If we had credit cards, there wouldn't be any personal reimbursements because they would all be on the credit card.
Right. So if there was a need for this policy in the first place, and I know this was approved without objection in December, so there was apparently a, you know, a feeling that this is a policy that this type of policy is needed. But if people are using credit card or line of credit on behalf of Pacifica, then it's circumventing the need for them getting. I mean, how the same policy applied to the use of credit cards would say that before you could use your credit card, you'd have to get approval of the ED.
Yeah, but it would be more in proportion. For example, buying $5,000-$10,000 worth of premiums on a credit card is much preferable, having it be a corporate credit card, than to have personal reimbursements, which is something like buying a new PDA. That's a much smaller purchase. It's more infrequent. And it would be separate, and separate kinds of transactions.
So the line of credit or a company credit card would be used strictly for certain kinds of those big ticket items?
Yeah, you would want that.
So that's the type of implementation policy that you maybe would want to propose before we'd vote on another measure and maybe that's where we need to be going.
Yes, and the first step toward that would be to have the board authorized to even apply for a credit card.
Well, but maybe if you had a proposed policy guidelines for how it would be used, then the board would be more likely to approve it. This committee
Sure.
would certainly be more likely
Sure.
to recommend it.
Yeah, absolutely. I can do that. I can come up with some proposal with some policy guidelines. That is, be a max on the credit card. There'd be an authorization process in terms of who could give permission for use of the corporate credit card, to what limits and over what period of time. And then, under what circumstances it could be used. And separate that from personal reimbursements, where people are wanting to be reimbursed for cash, maybe they put out, or on their personal credit card that they want to get reimbursed from. These are usually smaller amounts. And, therefore in a different category.
So then your implementation policy could then be written, and it would complement the other policy, which it sounds like we need to recommend.
Yes, I could do that. After consulting with GMs and other folks who were, in this case, down at K, it's their fund development person who's also using her credit card, I understand. So, I talked with them about what the magnitude of the expenses and get their input and then come up with something. But right now, I'm just at a point where I can't even apply for corporate credit card without permission of the board. So I'm trying to get a board resolution through, introduce it. It's the one we've done before with other banks to give me, as CFO, permission to apply for a credit card. Then I would come back to the board before it's used, of course, with guidelines on its actual use.
LaVon, may I speak?
Please, Dave.
I'd like to move that the Finance Committee recommends that be authorized, and that we request that Lonnie give us an outline of the proposed credit limit and any controls during the Finance Committee report at the PNB meeting so that we can move on that at the PNB meeting.
Okay, is there a second?
Can you repeat that, please? I'm sorry.
The motion is that the Finance Committee recommends that the board authorizes the CFO to get corporate credit cards for use by national and local station management for expenses that would be for purposes that will be outlined by the CFO, and those purposes and proposed credit limits on the cards will be given to the board by the CFO during the Finance Committee report at the national board meeting, or actually in writing prior to it, so that the board can act on the resolution. Does that work for you, Lonnie?
That's great. That's very helpful.
Is there a second?
This is Sandra in Houston. I will second that.
Okay. Discussion? Okay, I would like to, if no one else, I can start. Okay, this is LaVarne. First, I'd like to know, does any station currently have, or currently, is any station currently using a credit card or have a credit card set up to use?
In the name of the station, you mean?
Well, I don't, what other way would it be? Other than,
well, yeah, as opposed to using a personal credit cards, but KPFA is the only station I know that has a credit card. It's in the hands of the business manager, and it's only used for emergencies.
Okay, is there a credit limit on that that would allow...
$2,500 at this point, I believe.
$2,500, not $25,000,
$2,500. Yeah, very small.
Okay, so none of the other stations. Now, if you look at, in terms of the... cash on hand for stations, and particularly with KPFA, when you're requesting credit, I definitely do not see where there would be an issue with having to expense things on a credit card versus using you know, billing KPFA as a station. Are there issues there?
Well, yeah. See, KPFA, Pacifica is the authorizing agent.
Right. So even locally, there are the issues with Pacifica's credit versus KPFA.
Yeah. Yeah.
Although, if you look at KPFA's cash on hand, and I can pull it up here, you're looking at about $800,000.
Sure.
So you're saying KPFA, as a station, still would have to go to Pacifica, and Pacifica doesn't show Pacifica with that balance.
That's right. The authorizing agent is still Pacifica.
Please.
Can I ask another question?
Yes.
There are some banks where if you know, I know that we've had trouble with debit cards in the past, but is it possible that we have account, like we've already talked about the need to put some of the cash on hand in more than one account? Could we put a certain amount of cash in an account with a debit card against it, and basically the amount of cash in that account would be the... would be essentially the limit, and also I think if we did it properly, you as CFO could have access to things, statements, you know, in essentially real time, any time. So that would help with any controls that were needed. Would that be? Is that a reasonable idea?
You'd have to be a little careful because banks these days don't really make much distinction between a debit card and an ATM card, and even a checking account. And a debit card, or in this case an ATM card, access to it for anyone holding that card could be to the full dollars of a given station. That is to say, you go, you know, you couldn't get it from the window, but, I mean, the ATM machine, but going inside a bank, anyone holding that debit card could withdraw the funds of that station. So, it's tricky business, but your point of having reimbursable amounts, let's just call it that, or credit card limits or credit card dollars in one separate account, and that account would be maintained very much like a petty cash fund with the upper limit in there, and anything above that would have to get special permission. That is something that I think could be done. That is to say, if you determine that the use of the credit card will be for, let's just say, just choose something like premiums, and you know that that use is a $30,000 use, then that will be the limit on the card, and any use of the card above the $30,000 will require permission. That would something I'm sure some stations would like to do.
This is Jane. Could I speak?
Please, Jane.
Is this something that is going to come up in Los Angeles next weekend, or that we would like to be brought to the PMB?
Can I say something about that?
Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, our manager basically sent a letter today saying, look, she wasn't willing to use her credit card anymore, and I think it's something that we need to move on quickly. So my answer is yes, and I think it should come up out of this committee's recommendation.
It sounds like it's something that Lonnie needs to spend some time on in the next day, basically tomorrow. Is that doable, Lonnie?
Well, in terms of the policy, I'm getting the bank forms that they require as a resolution They just need proof that the board has indeed approved the application for a credit card. And beyond that, be able to propose to the board some implementation policies on how it would be used, what the limits would be, who would have access. Yeah, I can do it. A couple of days, sure. By, you know, the end of close of business tomorrow, certainly by Wednesday morning.
So what was the wording of Dave's motion again that's on the table?
I only got the first part, that we recommend that the PNB authorize the CFO to obtain corporate credit cards for use by the national office and GMs, and then it went it's way too fast. That's all I've got.
The request that the CFO would provide the board with details on any controls and credit limits that would be placed on the use of those cards.
During the board meeting.
Can I ask a question?
Please, we're ready.
So how do you see this in terms of, let's say at the local station level, who do you see, Lonnie, having a card?
Well, I think that the card at the local station level ought to be under the control of the business manager. And the primary user would be, of course, perhaps a GM. But also I can see an operations person needing a piece of equipment, and we'll go through the GM and the business manager to get approval for payment for that piece of equipment on the corporate credit card. Transmitter goes down, what do you do? You don't want to have people having to go out and put the cost of a transmitter on their personal credit card or a piece of equipment that may go for that transmitter. It's expensive and you're trying to get it on an emergency basis. So, like that. I would not put it under the exclusive control of a general manager for a lot of reasons.
I was almost understanding. So how do you see this working? If there's one card, there's only going to be one name on the card, correct, I would imagine?
Yeah, but it would be the station's name on the card.
But it would also have to have an individual too, though, right?
No. You can set them up where it's a corporate credit card. And they'd have, you know, information on the contact person and authorized users, but
I'm just saying if it's a card that you're taking to a location, obviously they're going to want to confirm signatures. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have somebody's.
Yeah. Different banks have different policies, but in this case it would be Bank of America, and I would go through that process with them about how they want, what their guidelines are for setting it up. If they say individuals, then we'd give them individuals. If we get it to be a corporate card that can only be used by certain members of that corporation, then I will look at that too. Because some people may want more than one person or more than one card, and we would have to look at that if it seems, you know, something reasonable.
And in terms of, I mean, what kind of, do you conceive of it being more than $5,000 of credit? If you had to give a rough,
Well, it's been more than $5,000 of credit at K.
Oh, okay.
Okay. This is Lauren. I have a question still. Dave's suggestion earlier in terms of how we have actually, because that's also one of the items we wanted to discuss, was how we're actually funding our, the topic of Investment Oversight Committee and how we're actually allocating our funds, particularly those stations that have a huge cash, that have a large cash balance. So, you know, if there was the idea to transfer, say, $100K to another bank, and then in that way you would set up the credit card. But the other question I have, I know with KPFA, like you're saying for premiums that you would do a credit card. I mean, KPFA, I think they're billed for premiums, and that's how they're paid. So I think there seems to be, we need to address how, and I know this is coming up, how this is done by each station in terms of the business manager, how you're handling purchases and how they're being billed. If they're not being billed directly to the station, particularly K I know it's a Pacifica thing, but still, I mean, in terms of the history that these stations, I know with A, have built up, and in terms of being billed, it's not been done by cash and by credit card. I'm just kind of alarmed that the whole thing with premiums, since premiums
you know, we really need to address that as an issue too, in terms of inventory and how you actually protect the premiums that, you know, and to give a credit card to buy premiums without a firm inventory policy and, you know, using barcodes or whatever, that it just seems to, you know, I mean, it just seems like, I don't know, it's I didn't know that people were buying them on their personal credit cards. That's just alarming. So, I mean, there are lots of issues here in terms of controls and in terms of process throughout the network, and if one station has a best practices, I think we definitely need to discuss that and get that out so other stations can use it also.
All true, but we take that first step and begin to explore what would be the use of the credit card and on what items. That would be the, right now I'm just trying to get the board's permission to even apply, and that's what I need from the bank before I can start negotiating with them and getting two different stations on how they do it. Most premiums are purchased through a process of bill, 30-day net.
Right.
And that, but if a station has a history of bad credit and not on paper with a lot of cash, banks and who, depending on who you're dealing with, may in fact want cash up front, or may in fact want a credit card as a way of doing business with you. So it depends on the vendors and what they demand in terms of assurance around. I know it's happened at the national office. They won't take our check when certain vendors who know Pacific are going back 2 or 3 years don't want to take our check, and so you run into difficulties with certain vendors.
Can I ask Dave a question?
Please, Freddy.
So Dave, so as you see this working out, you guys are going to hash all of this stuff out. I mean, it sounds like, I mean, if someone is saying that they're not going to use their personal credit card anymore, I mean, obviously that's a situation we need to address, and it's understandable. But you guys are going to work out these details at the PNB.
Yeah, I mean, I contemplated that there's probably a sort of obvious best way to do this, and Lonnie could work that out and present us the plan. He's aware of all of the history and all of the issues that have come up, and rather than us spend our time on this call thrashing it out, he just comes to us with a proposal at the board meeting. We can either say yes, no, or yes, you're authorized to apply, but we'd like you to revise this. Can be any one of the three, but I do want to get it moving, and as he said, what he needs now is authorization to proceed.
Okay, and then we can also do a motion if we get the authorization to bring it back to finance to help maybe do a little committee set up or a working group
sure.
to look at the details and how to do this,
yeah.
Because yeah, definitely have concerns about controls, and also in terms of like the stations that do have cash, we can easily like David suggested to set it up with another bank that will automatically give you that type of access to a line of credit.
I'd also like to just show good faith and say, look, here's this person who's saying you guys are making it more difficult basically for me to use my own credit to help out the station, and I want you to come up with a way that I don't have to do that anymore. I think we should be responsive to that, and we can always revise anything we do if we find there's a problem. I mean, nothing happens that fast, so I just want to move it, and I think we should get on with the agenda, in my own opinion.
Okay, good. All right. Is there any other discussion?
We need the motion read again.
Okay, the motion is that the NFC recommend that the PNB authorize the Chief Financial Officer to procure corporate credit cards for the national office and each station, and that the CFO provide the PNB with details concerning all controls and credit limits placed on the use of those cards.
Okay, is there a second?
Don't need a second. It's committee.
Okay, great. All right, thanks. Okay, so we have a motion has been moved, so we will proceed to the next item. Hopefully, we can just run through these because we have, like, the time I have is 7:26.
Was it approved?
We didn't approve without objection. I'm sorry, are there objections? No. Okay, thank you. So it's been moved without objection. Thank you. I think we can go to, we
talked about the National Spanish Language Budget. You said they're still working on that. Is that correct? Or that in the last meeting you said the general manager at K, Eva Georgia, was working on a budget. Has that been completed?
My understanding is she'll bring it forth at this PNB meeting.
Okay. Okay, and we've already taken care of that. Okay, so next we will move to the next item on the agenda, which is the status of motions approved at the last meetings. But first, we want to talk about the budget calendar to see the status on that. Does everyone have a copy of that? I didn't include it this time. Okay, so we want Lonnie, again, can you just give us a status on that? I know you had sent it out earlier.
Yeah.
I didn't get that. That's why I'm...
Right, well, that's fine. We can send it out. I'm sorry, who was speaking?
This is Casey.
Okay,
I'm sorry, I'm just wondering if we might be able to find somebody that could keep time, because that last agenda item,
yes,
an hour and a half on, was scheduled for 10 minutes. Can we have someone keep time?
Yes. Can we get a volunteer?
I'll volunteer to keep time.
Okay. Can I just do a little check on where we are?
It's Sandra in Houston. It's 9:20 p.m.
Okay. So can I just get a feel for how much? I know we had a couple items on here, and we still have yet to do any looking at the financials. So. We can go through the motions that we are that were approved, plus the budget calendar, and then we can see where we stand there, and then perhaps move it to the next meeting. Or if there's some big budget variances, I certainly would like to kind of get at least to some discussion on those. Okay, so we had 20 minutes for the next item. Then we moved in the budget calendar, so. Maybe that's another 25, so it seems like if we go another 30 minutes, that would be at 8 o'clock or actually 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Okay, so we have 5 items here, I think. So we've about 25 minutes, so we can do about 5 and hopefully get through this. Okay, so we're going to start with the budget calendar. Can you update us, Lonnie, and tell us where we are with that?
Yeah, I did... send out the budget calendar to the general managers and to the business managers. They are aware of it. Then did a follow-on call with the business managers going over details of that budget calendar and with the due dates and whatnot. And they are proceeding with that budget calendar in mind. Also sent out a call for budget priorities and discussed that with the business managers and sent it to the GMs as well. So as far as I know, we're meeting the deadlines. Budget priorities was out before the 20th of March. And the budget calendar delivery of the first product is at the end of April, I believe.
Yes.
And so far, so good.
Okay, thank you. Discussion?
Yeah, two things. One, could you send a copy of whatever you sent out to the Finance Committee? Because I haven't heard about this. Is the first I've heard about this being sent out.
The budget priorities or the budget calendar or both?
Well, whatever you sent out, the call for budget priorities.
Okay.
I mean, the budget calendar, I'm assuming, was passed as we recommended, I guess?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm sending that to you right now.
Okay.
And... Jane, here it comes.
Okay, and then when we talked about this originally, Casey had volunteered to send a structure for budget prioritization.
Well, I actually sent a budget ranking grid along with the timetable. I sent that to you, too.
Okay.
I have a question, Lonnie. At the PNB meeting, I guess will this be one of the discussion items in the pre-meeting with the general managers?
Yeah, I'll try to get a sense of who or which groups have met and if they have identified any budget priorities. If they are, we'll certainly they'll report out on all. I certainly will. But right now, I'm not aware of any group that has done the ranking process, gotten that far.
Thank you. Any other discussion? Okay, thank you. We can move to the next item. Was just a little item I'd thrown in there because we had initially had a motion to convene national finance staff, including our national finance group, I think was the term, including the treasurers and business managers. Then there was another motion that was submitted and approved that at or before the June PNB meeting that the CFO and NFC chair will convene a conference call with the NFC business managers and appropriate national staff to identify budget and financial issues for forwarding to the PNB. So, Lonnie and I think the chair have not gotten together on that yet in terms of planning that for the June PNB. So is there any more discussion on that?
Actually, Lavon, I was muted before. I just wanted to say one more thing about the last item, which was just to thank Lonnie for getting that out immediately. He even sent out the call for that before we were able to formally approve it so that it was moving. So I just wanted to say thank you.
I just have a clarification.
Please.
Was there any cover letter that went with this?
No, the email. And we talked it over directly with the general managers and the business managers. But I did send a copy of the policy. The wording of the policy?
The wording of the policy
for
the budget timeline?
Budget priorities and the budget timeline.
I see. Okay, sorry. I missed it.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Okay. The other motion that we had was to include this topic of discussion on an investment oversight committee. Do we want to discuss that now, or is there a move to perhaps move that again, or how do we want to approach this for the PNB meeting? Is there a discussion?
I move that we move it to a future agenda.
Okay. Thank you. And the National Capital Campaign, I believe, was that Baruti who had...
I'm sorry. He made a motion, but I object to it.
Okay. Please tell us why.
The network has several $100,000 coming into it shortly that are going to need to be managed when they arrive. We should at least get some oversight infrastructure into place. We could create a working group right now. We can ask the national board to create a working group. As a committee, we could put that on their agenda. Or we could ask Lonnie to come up, Lonnie's office to come up with something at the staff level that we approve as the finance committee. But I don't think we should just push it back.
Okay, more discussion?
Oh, it won't come in until the end of April at the earliest. So, and we meet before then?
The 20th?
Yeah.
So, between the 20th and now, we have a PNB meeting. Do we want to discuss, Brian had suggested, perhaps form a working group, or where do we want to go with that? Brian?
Are we talking the capital campaign or the investment committee?
Investment.
Oh, investment committee.
Right.
I think that has to be worked with jointly with the audit committee. And if I'm not mistaken, it might be their purview in reviewing it. And that might be something we have to discuss before. And I don't think we can assume it's automatically that it's within our jurisdiction. That how we would proceed in terms of investment philosophy. It would call for reviewing our current investment. It would call for looking at how monies are currently situated in what bank accounts. It will take some time. And I think originally it came up because the FDIC has an insurance up to $100,000 for each account. If you have more than that, there perhaps are some issues. So what do you do about that? Do you move... If you have $1 million, do you move your monies into 10 different bank accounts? So what's the best way to proceed? What's best practice? Is something that would have to be discussed. And so maybe that's something that I'm suggesting that we have the discussion at perhaps the next finance committee meeting. After we know a little bit more, after this board meeting is behind us.
And Dave?
Please, Dave.
Yeah, I agree because I don't think we'll be able to get anything done before the board meeting. So I don't think the board will be able to act on it this meeting anyway. 8 schedule is already pretty packed. So I think we really do need to target it for approval at the telecom for anything that we might need to do urgently at the teleconference in April. And so maybe one of the things we could do is, I don't know, some kind of joint committee with folks from audit. I don't know if that's the way to deal with it. But I think maybe what we need is a motion to ask Lonnie to convene a working group on it between now and the next finance committee meeting, and just leave it at that.
Any other discussion? Another idea is in terms of, we're looking at oversight versus an investment committee that would actually recommend where funds should go in order to take advantage of our surplus. So, I believe audit would have the responsibility to look at the performance or within that, but not to actually recommend in terms of where funds should actually be invested. I don't think that's an audit responsibility. I think there would be a definite conflict. But Dave has suggested a working group. Any other discussion?
I think Brian here.
Sure, Brian.
I want to draw a distinction between a committee to actually manage the investments, which I think you should do at a board level, and a committee to look at the policy and set up policy where there is none, to clarify where the accountabilities are, what the relationship is with the person or the firm that's doing the fund management, what the institution's priorities in terms of risk and return, socially responsible screens, things like that. And I actually think I'm a little confused at where the overlap is with audit, because my understanding of the audit committee's charge is that it's to essentially investigate that the institution's accounting procedures and the financial statements it's producing accurately reflect the institution's financial position. Under California nonprofit law, there has to be some amount of a wall between that and the actual financial oversight and management of the station, or of a nonprofit now.
Yeah, finance and audit are walled off from each other.
Right.
But we need to have a look at the detail, We talk to the auditor, see what other organizations do, and especially in light of Sarbanes-Oxley, how the functions between an audit and a finance committee are currently divided up. But it does, I think, I would second a working group. Let's get some information and see what the recommendations would be.
Okay, so do we want to do that now? Just preliminary working group and call that. Are there volunteers?
I'll be volunteering.
Okay, anyone else?
This is Brian. I would volunteer, but I would also defer if anyone has serious investment management experience on this committee.
Regrettably, I do not. I could use your help here. A personal investment.
I've served on other committees, but since we're not really getting other volunteers to help on the working group, I think that from Lonnie, in terms of the questions that we have, that perhaps we can look at, because in terms of investments, we have a firms to do that. So we're not like suggesting investments. It's exactly what you're saying, Brian, is to look at, right, in terms of is it socially responsible, and where we actually have the funds, what is the mix perhaps. And those are the type of the suggestions that we could have. They would be that the firm would give us those options, and then we could kind of like basically go with their position. But that could be one of the things we could have an opinion on.
So we also have to set the criteria for evaluating the firm we're using.
Okay, we can do that. But I think that's in line in terms of we're saying the socially responsible. We all had the experience in 2000 when the company there in Houston, Enron,
was included in all of, in a lot of those funds, which is, you know, a disaster. So, so the best way to go now is that we don't have a working group, but we need Lonnie to get some information for us so that on the next meeting we will have, we can perhaps get a working group, and then at the PNB meeting, what do we want to do? We want to, in our finance, in our report, Lonnie is going to, we will say that we would like to form a committee, an oversight committee on investments, and the concern is exactly the stations that are cash rich in terms of what is the most optimal way to invest the funds, and with a potential not potential but with an expected endowment for Pacifica and stations or a station. Then we need to have something firmly in place to address this, and for to get Pacifica in the position where we are not having to once we have our balance sheet looking the way we need it to look, then we won't have this problem with Pacifica Foundation having credit being a credit risk. So I think all of this is kind of like tied together. But anyway, okay, so Lonnie, what is it that we need Lonnie to produce for us for the next meeting? Oh, Lonnie, what can you do?
Well, there are two or three issues there. One thing I think might be useful is a look at what's our cash position now at each station, how much cash are we talking about, who has it,
mm-hmm.
and then want to see if we can get some preliminary input from folks who are managing our current dollars.
Good.
Mm-hmm. About what would be some recommendations.
Right. Okay.
And the third one I'm hearing is that issue of what was the philosophy that we as a group might want to work with in terms of how those funds would be invested. That is to say, that's a longer-term goal, but it's like, if I have $1 million, what am I going to do with it? I'm going to recommend we put it in a money market fund for easy access, put it in savings, put it in interest-bearing checking, put it in a CD, you know, or those are, then once you make those decisions, maybe you don't want to buy stock with it, or if you do, you want to have socially conscious purchases, be at the forefront of that purchase, you know.
Right.
Those kind of issues come up.
Okay. All right, so then what you can deliver for the next meeting is the current firms that we have, we can get the information on that, and then the cash position, and then I guess all of us should think about what our philosophy is in terms of investing.
This is Brian.
Sure, Brian.
Asset allocation for the funds we currently have under management.
Yes.
You'll get that, right, from that's number two.
And I would also, I actually think there's a distinction between the cash reserves question and the investment question.
Yeah.
From what I understand, you have a separate process going around trying to define the cash reserves policy. You know, how big is your operating reserve have to be? How big a capital reserve do you want to have? At what point do you start taking your extra cash and putting it into managed investments, and how much risk do you assume with that? I'm saying when we have cash to invest, whether it's as a result of that policy or as a result of someone cutting us a check for an endowment, how are we managing it? Let's limit that to this question. Where does it get invested, under what criteria, and by whom, and how do they report? I wouldn't send you chasing after cash balances in terms of setting up an investment policy. Let's set aside the question of how much we have to invest right now.
Yeah, let's start with that. Start there.
Brian, do you have a concrete motion you want to make that articulates this distinction?
It would be, the motion would be to create a working group to examine Pacifica's investment policy, or create one. I'm just not sure whether that working group should be created at this level or at the national board level.
Just my own take on that is that
sure.
It should be done here. The board has got so many fish to fry right now that it would be helpful if we take the board a more well-developed proposal than requiring that the board take time at the meeting to form a group, gather them together, and then go forward. I mean, Harris isn't on this call, but he probably has some knowledge in this area, and I just because it will serve the institution better if we deal with it at this level and take the board something more fully developed.
Nah, I would agree. But we do, I think if we were to have information on how our current funds are invested, current cash position, and any new incoming gifts, we could then begin the discussion of how, as a committee, we think these things could be handled, what the philosophy would be, who would manage it, who's accountable. Maybe that's a discussion that we would have once we have some concrete information on what's going on now.